You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to share a wonderful story with you today about what's going on here in Missouri with Lutheran schools and a great opportunity to support students going to Lutheran schools this year as well. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Leah Siva-King. She's Director of Mission Advancement for the LCUS Missouri District. Leah, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And Joshua Swartz, he's Director of Schools for the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Joshua, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you both.
And joining us today, Brenda Spieler, Principal, St. John's Lutheran Church and School in Arnold, Missouri. Brenda, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm excited to learn more about your service at St. John's and the school and the students at St. John's Lutheran Church and School in Arnold. What are the ways that you get to serve families as a principal of a Lutheran school like St. John's?
Sure. I am blessed. I am starting year three here at St. John's as principal, and we are a growing school and community. Our church and school is. I have the privilege of building relationships with my educators, my students, building relationships with our school to our church, our school to our community. And it's just a joy to watch those relationships grow so that we can build more disciples of Christ.
Tell us about how St. John's Lutheran School has made a difference for the families in your community.
Sure. You know, as things have shifted and changed, we are gaining more and more students from our community into St. John's Lutheran Church and School. Specifically, might not worship at St. John's Church, but are looking for something that is meets with their morals and with their compass of how they want to raise their children, which is a great joy for us to watch these children from the littlest, the little two-year-olds, all the way up to our eighth graders, find faith and to find Christ and to build that strong relationship with their Heavenly Father.
So you mentioned that you're in your third year at St. John's. And what does a day look like for the principal at St. John's Lutheran School in Arnold, Missouri, from 2 years old all the way up through eighth grade? What does a day look like for you as principal?
Well, you know, I have the joy of greeting our students every morning when they come in. And then from there, you know, I have a schedule that I try to stick to of items I need to check off my list, but it doesn't always happen. You know, there's fires to put out and there's little ones to go watch, you know, stepping into a classroom and watching the teachers teach, getting hugs from those little two-year-olds and the kindergartners, you know, and making sure that things are rolling smoothly and that the teachers, the educators have the things that they need for a daily basis to be supported.
Tell us more about those relationships. You talk about relationships, you being able to build those with all of the different groups of people. Tell us more about what those relationships look like throughout the school year.
Sure. We have many different activities where those relationships are built between parents, you know, because we have new families who are joining our church and school. So those relationships between parents need to be built to feel part of the community and be part of the family of St. John's Lutheran Church and School family. So we host many different activities, whether it's Turkey Bingo that's coming up. It's an all family event to Easter egg hunts, to just ways for families to be connected to the church and to the school to feel that this is one ministry that takes place here at St. John's and that our community members are part of that family.
You mentioned earlier that more and more community members are finding out about St. John's and making that their school of choice for their family to help them in raising up their children with the values that are important to them. The Most Scholars program, we've talked about this with Leah and Joshua before about how this program enables some students to attend Lutheran schools. How has it made a difference for families in your community? How has the Most Scholars program made a difference for families in the Arnold community that they can participate in education at St. John's?
But it has been a huge blessing for our church and school. We currently just have an idea of when this program first rolled out by the state, we had 5 students who are eligible, who took advantage of Most Scholars. Starting the school year, we have 18 students who are now eligible for that program. It makes education affordable for our community, for those families who want to have a Christian education. And then those families become vested in part of the family of St. John's Lutheran Church and School and one ministry. It has made a huge difference for us as a whole.
How have those students been able to be plugged into the St. John's community? What is that the difference that you've seen in those student families?
Well, so we do a great job of getting those new families plugged in right away with mentorships with other students, matching up parents at the same age with other parents to have that community and that relationship that's built right away. And it's just spending time with those new families who've been able to take advantage of most scholars. I get to build a relationship with them and let them know what St. John's is really about as we move forward.
Josh, the Most Scholars program is certainly being utilized for families at St. John's and Arnold. Where else do you see the Most Scholars program benefiting students and families across the Missouri district?
Oh my, we are all over from Kansas City, Joplin, south down in Hape to the middle of the state. You're talking about hitting 34 different Lutheran schools scattered all across the state of Missouri. And it's making a major impact. You talk about an opportunity. It's an opportunity for families that couldn't otherwise afford to send their child to a school of their choice, now being gifted with that ability to do so. And it's making a huge impact. And I think Brenda hit on that very well, giving them the opportunity to learn and to grow, to be challenged, and have the opportunity to really change their stars and to develop into the children, the men and women of the gifts that God has given them, and to be able to bless others because of it. So it's a wonderful thing.
How have you seen this make a difference for families across Missouri over the last year?
Oh, I received emails, phone calls from different parents, really just tears of joy, just sharing, you know, we wanted to make a difference, to put our child in a different school that actually really cared, that really knew my child by name and worked to build a relationship and foster a caring learning environment for my child. And we can't thank you enough for this opportunity to be able to do that with the scholarship. We wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. And so I hear that quite a bit. And that's what really kind of warms your heart and just kind of brings about why we're doing this to begin with. It's to help families to be able to send their children to a school that's going to make a difference in their life.
So let's talk about how the Most Scholars program works. For those not familiar with it, we did talk about this about a year ago, and some families, many Missouri residents, stepped up and participated in the Most Scholars program. And this is a program that's statewide, not just for Lutheran schools, but this is a statewide program. So let's help us understand how this program works, Josh.
Absolutely. There are six different education assistance organizations that you can go to, and we all cover a variety of different schools. So it's finding the school that best fits in your community, your area, and fits the values that you're looking to send your child to. So it's choosing that. And then from there, the way the program works is you go through an application process that the state oversees through a fax management system, and you can become qualified based on income. As of right now, it's 200% or below at the poverty level, the federal guidelines that are there. Or you can get qualified if your child has special needs, like an IEP or an ISP, an individual service plan. So those are different ways that you can get qualified. And Senate Bill 727 had passed and was signed in, and starting this next calendar year, those things are going to change. It's going to be up to 300% of the free and reduced, the federal guidelines, those poverty guidelines, and still, of course, with an individual service plan or an IEP. But talk about getting help and support for your child. If they have special needs, this helps pays for things like tutor support or enrichment classes, not just tuition. It helps cover a multitude of things that can really help your child thrive. There's extra costs that you would have, whether you're going in a public school system or Christian.
Yeah, tell us more about what happens when a family wants to be included in this program. How does that program work for an individual family?
Absolutely. So what happens is when funding has been secured for them, they have an ESA, which is basically an education savings account that's created in their child's name. So the funds get sent in a system called Class Wallet. And that's where the funds are deposited. And then the parent can use those funds to pay for educational needs for their child throughout the year and beyond. And if they don't use all the funds that year, that's okay. It can roll over into the following year. So it can build, or they can use it to help with enrichment components for their child. It's all about helping the child get the education that they need so that they can continue to grow academically, to be able to grow academically as a whole, to be able to help them to learn and grow.
So there is certainly a process for families to apply for this, and there are, I'm sure, deadlines and things like that. Brenda, you're nodding your head too. What does that process look like for families to apply for the support through Most Scholars? I'm gathering maybe you've helped some families, maybe answered some questions to help some families through this as well. What are your insights on this for families who might be interested, might be eligible?
You know, the process is fairly simple. You know, and now that we're on year three of working with Most Scholars and working with the system, we have wonderful staff members who walk our families through the process. You know, the first thing is to share with families, hey, this is available for you. All you have to do is apply. You know, we'll walk you through the steps. We'll guide you through the process. Make sure that if you're eligible, this is how we go about it. So it's been a joy to walk through this process with families and kind of walk through the steps of how to apply. You know, you go on the website and see if you're qualified. And from there, we move on.
Very good. We're going to learn more about that process. So we're going to learn more about the Most Scholars program as well as we continue our conversation with our friends from Missouri District, LCMS Missouri District, and St. John's Lutheran Church and School in Arnold in just a moment, right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Oh, this wooden toy set is really, really fun.
It is.
We could pretend it's like real life.
Kids love to play, and play that points to Jesus is a big part of a child's faith journey. Wooden toys from Wicking Vicar do just that, growing the faith through play. Wicking Vicar's Children's Church playset lets little ones delve into the divine service, and the Children's Advent Wreath is a safe way for kids to make the Advent tradition their own. Solid wood and heirloom quality for children ages 3 and up. Order yours today at wickingvicar.com and click on Wooden Toys in the menu bar. This Christmas, gift the children in your life faith-building wooden toys from Wicking Vicar.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we're learning about the Most Scholars program with friends from the LCMS Missouri District and St. John's Lutheran Church and School in Arnold, Missouri. How the Most Scholars program has supported students over the last few years and opportunities for this year as well. Now, Josh, how is this program funded? Tell us a little bit more about how the Most Scholars program scholarships are funded.
Absolutely. It's funded by getting citizen to basically purchase tax credits. So everybody has a tax liability within the state, so an opportunity to direct a part of your funds, up to 50% of your tax liability, to help kids earn a scholarship to be able to attend the school of their choice. That's really kind of how that works.
Aliyah, you are a contributor to the Most Scholars program. Is that correct?
I am, for the last 3 years now.
So why did you make the choice to contribute?
I think there are two reasons. The first, Lutheran education. I want the next generation to be well-educated and to know that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. So it's a cause that I believe in. But also, there are a lot of jokes made about taxes and people grumble. To be in a position as a taxpayer where I get to decide what my tax dollars do is incredible. I've had so much fun with this. And I love telling other people to do the same.
So you've walked through this process now. You've done this for a few years now. What does that process look like of just being able to contribute to Most Scholars?
Sure. It really comes down to four simple steps for taxpayers. And this applies to both individuals and as businesses. Step number one is to head to the state treasurer's website. The cleanest way to get there is to go to the Missouri District's website, which is mo.lcms.org. And while you're on, and just follow the prompts, while you're on the state treasurer's website, you as a taxpayer, tell the state what your intention is. You get to say, all right, rather than 100% of what I would owe in state income tax going to Jefferson City, I'm going to decide that up to 50% of what I would typically owe in a year go to the Missouri District to be converted into those scholarships. So it is the quickest online form, just basic information about who you are, where you live, your social security number, and then you give them your amount. What percentage of your tax would you like to direct to provide these scholarships? So you go through that process, you will get a confirmation number. Then the next step is to basically prepay your taxes. Whatever amount of tax credits that you reserve, that's the amount that you send on to the Missouri District. You can do that with a check. New this year, there's a way to do it electronically. So you could stay in your pajamas and type in your banking information and have the funds sent over. If you are of a certain age and you need to make a required minimum distribution from an IRA, you can use those funds as well. So the funds get sent to the Missouri District and then everything gets confirmed. The state, step number three, the state will send you a document with your benefit number, basically acknowledging, hey, this percentage of your taxes you've already paid. So step number three is to get that form and to hold on to it. Step number four then is when you file to bring out that form. So when the state says, hey, you owe X, you can say, well, not exactly, because look, a good percentage of it went to support kids attending Lutheran schools. And that is as simple as it gets. In the last 3 years, I cannot believe, first of all, the little amount of time that this has taken up of my life, but also how it really didn't change anything about the way that I file. I still get to file electronically. It's basically one extra form that I hand to my CPA, and that is it.
Wow. So it sounds like it's relatively easy to do, but makes a big difference as well.
Very much so. Yeah, it's weird. Taxes, I joke around, I'm like, it's kind of a lame subject. But the more you hear about what this means, when you hear from people like Brenda or from Josh about how easy this is and the impact that it makes, if you're legally obligated to pay taxes anyway, why not make it fun? Why not impact somebody's life?
Oh, Leah says, let's make taxes fun.
Hey, why not?
What?
Okay, so are there, you mentioned some limitations, like up to 50%. Of what you would owe in taxes. What about deadlines? What do we need to know about deadlines for to contribute to most scholars?
Sir, that is a great question. So we as the Missouri District currently have about 200 kids on our wait list. Getting those kids completely funded and off that list is totally dependent on us as taxpayers engaging with this process before December 31st. So there's still plenty of time to get it done, but the clock is ticking. Like I said, just head to our website and get that started.
What else do we need to know? What other things we need to gather or other information that we need to know to participate in this program?
Honestly, I think the first step from a taxpayer standpoint is really just a willingness to try. I will be the first to admit that 2 years ago, I didn't know what a tax credit was. And so there was some hesitancy on my part of what was this going to look like? Was I making my life more difficult by engaging in this? So I think just the willingness to try. If anyone has any questions about anything, my contact information is all over the website. Feel free to email or call. What's interesting, we all pay taxes, but there's not a single one of us that has an identical situation to somebody else. So it is a little interesting talking to people that we all do this, but it all looks different. And the more I get into this, the more I am convinced that the answers are out there. We know enough CPAs. The state has a tax credit hotline. Every answer that we've had to go looking for, we've found. So there is a way to get into this for almost everybody. There are some people that simply just don't pay enough in taxes for this to make it worth their while. But really, just a willingness to try and an appreciation for Lutheran education.
So this is for citizens in Missouri. If you live in Missouri, paying Missouri state taxes, and then you are eligible to contribute to this. Now, if I remember correctly, the program for scholarships is available in certain metropolitan areas across Missouri. Is that right, Josh?
It is, but it's also changing. So Senate Bill 727 has erased that. So it's any child living in the state of Missouri is what is opened up to. And a big important deadline to remember for families looking for the opportunity to receive help to send their child to a school of their choice, February 1 is a date to remember. February 1 is when next school year's ability to apply to qualify for a scholarship begins. And it only stays open long enough until all those spots are filled, and it goes quick.
Huh. So for families applying for the scholarship, need to do that by February 1, is that correct?
February 1 is when it opens up, and you can go to our website at mo.lcms.org, follow the prompts, and it will lead you right there so you can begin filling out your application. But you want to get it done before the spots fill up, because they will go fast, especially as it's opened up to the entire state of Missouri.
Brenda, any insights from the families that you serve on how to go about this process or how to apply? Any feedback from families or advice for future families?
You know, as Josh mentioned, to be aware of it and to do it quick. You know, that's as we're giving tours, St. John's is growing. We're given tours, and that's the first thing I share with them, is that this is a possibility to help fund your Lutheran education. And that's one of the first things that's on my flyer to hand out to them. This is how you can financially afford Lutheran education. And it opens February 1st. So make sure, you know, you commit and take a look at this and to see if this is something that you can do. Because he's right, they go quick. You know, we have been blessed to have 18 students who've been able to be on that list. And the great thing is, God willing, that continues for those 18 students as they continue in Lutheran education. And that's a huge bonus for our families. It's not a one and done.
Now you mentioned continuing. Now, Josh, how does this work for students who have already applied and want to continue with it? Do the families need to reapply every year to use these credits?
The reapply is very easy. There's a parent satisfaction survey that comes out from the state every year. And all they have to do is answer those 10 questions to complete it. And the question to remember is question number 3. Question number 3 is going to ask, do you wish to continue or not? So if you click yes, and you're still sending your child to a qualified school, you're in. Simple as that.
All right, Leah, remind me of the website again so that I know where to go to start the process.
It's the Missouri District's website. It is mo.lcms.org.
Very good. mo.lcms.org. You can find information there at the Missouri District website for folks who live in Missouri and want to contribute to the Mo Scholars Program or just learn more about the Mo Scholars Program. You can do that at the Missouri District website. My guest today, Leah Sieve-King, Director of Mission Advancement for LCMS Missouri District. Leah, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Joshua Swartz, Director of Schools for the LCMS Missouri District. Joshua, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda Spieler, Principal of St. John's Lutheran Church and School in Arnold, Missouri. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.